Are you a WordPress wizard with impressive programming skills? Slug Magazine is looking for a front-end developer to whip up a bit of digital magic. Visit slugmag.com/staff to learn how you can join Slug's highly creative, skilled, energized, and empowered workforce.
Shh. Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Tag Coppins, and I am the songwriter in Beatsplug. So, the process of recording Lovers and Friends involved a lot of experimentation. When I started, I didn't have any musical equipment. I recorded everything on my iPhone in the GarageBand app, which actually has some pretty cool features, but it wasn't cutting it. And I write all my songs as I record them. The production is really important to the songwriting. I think they inform each other, and if one doesn't make sense with the other, the whole listening experience falls apart. I had most of these songs written like about a year ago, at least the bones of them, but as I learned more about recording and got new equipment, I would re-record them, and as I did that, develop different parts, just like experiment with different grooves or ways that it could possibly sound. I think that care and attention is what makes a recording sound unique, especially when recording at home. You really have a lot of freedom to make something that comes right from you. My friend Keaton played lead guitar on a couple songs, and he would listen and was really helpful just by giving feedback and being patient. I think that my sense of humor comes through a lot. When I'm like in a good mood, I'm usually really silly, and I love singing silly songs, making jokes, and I think humor is really important in music and can often be left out, and sometimes pop music is so serious I can't even relate to it, that I hope that my easygoing nature and my general happy vibe comes through. I have this compulsion to make others around me feel at ease, and I hope that if the music makes people feel comfortable, then, I mean, that'll make me feel comfortable. On my body, feeling really sexy, getting ready for my marriage bed. When I touch your body, it's like a birthday party, blow the candles out inside my head. Been working on my loving to keep the feeling coming. Keep my baby happy all night long. So, for example, Working on My Body is a song I tried to keep pretty lighthearted. The song's about like self-improvement and relationships, but mainly it's about like trying to become more selfless in sex, and especially from my perspective as a male, like I think it's really important to help your sexual partner achieve orgasm as much as you do. And I think that, I don't know, I hope the song's a nice little song about giving and that you can just laugh with if you want, that you don't have to stop and examine what you do, your life. As far as the album goes, it's definitely an album about young people, about millennials, and a big theme is social anxiety, something I experience and most of my friends experience. And I hope, I try to approach it in a way that's pretty casual, because that's how I want to think of it, rather than turning it into a bigger problem than it has to be. And hope I can get everyone who listens to it to like maybe feel a little bit better. And another song, Work To Do, I sing about work and just the endless amount of work that you have to do when you get paid very little and have expensive rents. It seems like can seem just endless. And I think that especially young people are definitely looking for a way out of it and aren't feeling like they need to invest their lives in a career, which I think is really amazing and really empowering. And I love my generation. I think we're really onto something. And a lot of the album is about feeling good about yourself and having fun and just partying with friends. And a lot of it is maybe reflective of my lifestyle a little bit. My album cover features a lot of little heads cut out and pasted all over the sky. A lot of them are friends of mine and family, and a lot of them are faces that were just copied and pasted from the internet, making kissy faces. My wife designed the cover and compiled them all, and I think it looks great, and I think it reflects the silliness of the album, the fun of it, I hope. And I think it shows where it's coming from me in my weird little world with a lot of floating heads around me. I was in bands in high school and played with friends, and that's where I learned a lot. That's where I learned how to play guitar and how to write a pop song in a really general sense. After I went to college, I kind of lost interest in music for a long time. I didn't have equipment, and I was more interested in pursuing other kinds of art. So a year ago, when I started writing this album, when it became the idea that it is, it was during this acid trip I was on. I wrote the song Lovers and Friends and was just super, had this great experience, like almost spiritual experience with, like, where a song was just writing itself so naturally. One of my favorite things about the effects of LSD and making music is the auditory hallucinations, especially with like voices coming out of you, because you can feel it in your chest and you can hear it reverberate all around. And that's when I started to experiment with singing in different voices or just making weird noises with my mouth and figuring out how a melody could interact with music in a different way than I'm used to, having it be a more of an instrumental part of the song rather than just a tool to carry the words, the message. Creating sounds is one of my favorite parts of the musical process, because it's just so abstract, and it can be a meditation. You can get, not to sound like too, I don't know, hokey or anything, but it can be just a great experience to listen to a sound change slowly over time. most of the songs on the album actually just go through this one effects rack I have. Like I said, I didn't have a lot of equipment, and I really don't have any money to buy that much stuff, but it had 100 effects that you can edit and mess with, and the sounds are just whatever I have laying around that I can put through this effect so I can edit forever. One of my favorite tools is, like I said, the GarageBand app on iPhone has keyboards. It also has a sampler you can sing into or make a noise and play it on a keyboard. And then I just plug that in straight into my tape machine where I was recording it through the effects. Can play on my little iPhone and create noises that are pretty unrecognizable a lot of the time, which I think has some value if you hear something new. Generally, a song usually starts with a quick melody and a few words in my head that I'm just happen to think about. That's what most of the time happens, and then I'll go find my guitar or keyboard and figure out the melody and go from there. But a lot of the time, it can definitely be a sound. I hear something, or I figure out some cool sound to make on my keyboard or with the effects rack, and I know that I want to create something around that and cultivate it. When I write lyrics, I don't necessarily want them to be the number one thing you're listening to. I hope that the ideas and even just specific words you hear can leak in through all the noises, all the sounds, and contribute rather than the listener supposed to be concentrating on what you're trying to say, just specifically. So I'm working on some new songs right now. I am definitely planning on making another album. If I didn't have any songs in the works, I wouldn't say that would be for sure. But I have another idea that I want to cultivate. As far as Beats Blog goes, I like the idea of it being more than just a musical project. My wife and I have been developing ideas and songs for this kids show that would also have lots of fun songs about friends, probably not as much about sex or drugs, but and also lots of weird noises and just a positive vibe about loving yourself. This next track is Seashell by Beats Blog. Oh.
a good or bad reaction. I don't want to disappoint you. You live inside my skull and keep me company. So I'll know what to say when the talking girls want me to crawl out of my hole and say something funny. You whisper in my ear, that's why I call you my seashell.
That was Seashell. Thanks for listening. You can buy my album Lovers and Friends at g-y-m.bandcamp.com on cassette and digital download.
Check out Slug Magazine's merch store through Big Cartel for crewnecks and snapbacks designed by Trent Call, zip-up hoodies designed by Slug's lead designer, Joshua Joy, and Death by Salt albums featuring rad local music.